Hi, my name is Jeff Pagano and welcome to Harpen Boo, an audio boo recording to go with my rugby blog, which can be found at harpenonrugby.net. The views expressed are mine and mine alone. This is episode 29, which I've titled, I Want to Stand Right Your Father. This week's opponents for the boys in blue are Benetton Treviso in the Magners League, with kickoff in the RDS on Friday at 7:10 p.m. and live coverage on RTE2. Well, it's another one of those weekends where there's games in both the Magners League and the Six Nations, so for this podcast I'll do the Magners League match at the RDS. There's only 7 games left now for us in the regular season, so we've really got to push for that top 4. I thought we might get bonus points against Aroni and maybe a losing one against Cardiff, but neither of that happened, so it's going to be more and more difficult to go for that home semi-final top 2 spot. So at this rate, looking at the matches we have left, I think we should really be targeting getting in to the top 4. When you consider, you know, we've got Heineken Cup things to worry about as well. At this stage of the season, I would say, like, you know, we should just concentrate on getting in the top 4 and back our best squad in the semifinals. Our remaining matches are 4 of them at home. We've got this game Friday against Treviso. Then we have Scarlets, Ulster and Glasgow all at home, and away Munster, Aroni and the Newport Gwent Dragons. So, of course, none of that will be easy, but considering we're good at home and we're playing arguably the weaker Welsh and Italian teams, we'd have all the chances to pick up a few wins there along the way. So hopefully that'll all pan out. Now, the Treviso team was announced this morning, and I, hand on heart, don't know that much about them without their Italian internationals. They've got 7 in the starting team, and I think 10 altogether in the Italian 23 or 22 for their Six Nations match. So I tried to compare the team to the one that beat Munster there a couple of weeks ago, and even that has a lot of changes. There's the out half is the same, Willem de Waal. The locks and the back row are all exactly the same, but the rest of the team is totally different to that team that played Munster on the last Six Nations weekend. And also a guy that hurt us when we lost to Treviso in September, Bernard Williams. He's not in the 23 at all, and neither is their new wonder kid Benvenuti. He's actually made the bench for the Italian team for the first time. So officially, you would have to call that a very weakened Treviso side. Obviously, you know, we said this about Aroni. They're not going to be pushovers. They're going to come to play. They're going to come to grind out some kind of a result, and they definitely won't be easy. Now, on the Leinster side of things, we've got Issa Nasiwa as captain. I mean, he's definitely been Leinster's player of the year so far. I mean, hands down, he's been our most consistent performer, especially when you consider that, you know, other players have been up and down, you know, with the Ireland team and injuries and whatever. So he'll be leading them out. It's a young back line as well, much like the one in Cardiff. But back into the team, we see David Kearney. He was in a good vein of form when he got injured there. So it'd be good to see him back in the wing. Sharon and O'Malley get another chance as centre pairing, and McKinley gets another deserved shot at 10. And hopefully, like I said in my write-up of the game at Cardiff, hopefully we let the Leinster backs maybe play a little more than we did over there, and they'll get a chance to show us what they can do. In the pack, Ed O'Donoghue gets a start. He'll be happy for that because he was kind of dropped behind Kevin McLaughlin in an earlier game, so he'll be glad to get a chance to show what he can do. McLaughlin himself is at number 6. McLaughlin, Ryan and Kill make up the back row. All have done well this season, so it'll be good to see the 3 of them together. Once again, I hope Richard Strauss doesn't get injured as hooker, because we need him for the Heineken Cup more than any other player, because, you know, no disrespect Jason Harris Wright, but I think Strauss is the man. So anyway, it should be a good contest. Looking forward to it on Friday night. My prediction is that Leinster will win by 5 points. I'm going cautious. I think it could be close up to the very end. But I still think we'll come on top by 5 points. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, you get me at Harpen on Rugby. You can subscribe to this podcast via iTunes on the Audio Boo page. Just click a button there. Or go over to the Facebook page and click like there as well. But most of all, enjoy the match if you're going. And come on the Leinster.